We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov B'Pinchas Elio. We are in Kalim Perik Yuzayin, Mishnah Yudalit. V'yesh B'mashe Nivra B'yom HaRishon Tome. The Mishnah begins by telling us that there are Kalim that are created, that are made from something created on the first day of creation, that are Mekabel Tome. What does that mean? It means not everything that created on the first day. Fire was created on the first day. Air was created on the first day. That's not Mekabel Tome. But on the first day, let's say, we know that we have the earth was created. So that's earthenware. Klacheres is Mekabel Tome. So if you have Kalim, Fire Tanur says, Hachin Kamar, Yesh Devar Meshaniver B'yomar Rishon Shosek Kli Mayem Yesh B'yom Tome. There are things that are created on the first day of creation, that if you make a kli out of them, they're susceptible to tumma, like the ground, the land, earth, and earthenware vessels made on that day, that are made from, with earth made, kalim made from something created on that day, are mekabel tumma, b'sheni, ein bo tumma. On the second day, though, kalim made from something on that was created on the second day, have no tuma. Why? Shebo nivra rakia vein mo tuma. They mean what exactly you're going to make out of the rakia? That's a great question. But the point is, the second day of creation, the sky is not susceptible to tuma. So you can't make a kli out of anything on that day anyway. But the point of the Mishnah actually is not, and we'll see, we're going through all the days of creation, is not to teach us any halachic chiddush. It's just that it distinguishes between kalim that are mekabel tuma and kalim that are not, based on the different days of creation. Bashlishi, the third day, yesh bo tuma. So the third day, let's say that you have trees created on the third day, you make wood, so kalim out of wood, those are mekabel tuma, as we know. It has to have that base kibble, but it's mekabel tuma anyway. The baravi on the fourth day, uvachamish, on the fifth day, ein bohem tuma. So there's no tuma kalim created from things that were created on the fourth or the fifth day of creation. There's no tuma. Why? Well, think about the fourth day, sun, moon, and stars. So they were created on the first day, but only placed in there where they are on the fourth day. Okay, at the end of the day, though, they're not, you can't make kalim from them. And even if you could, they're not mekabel tuma. And what else? Chamishi. So chamishi is, let's start with the fish. So fish are not mekabel tuma. They're bayam. We said kol she bayam is not going to be mekabel tuma. And what about birds? So birds is another halacha. Kalim made from birds should follow the same rules as kalim made from fish. What do we learn about fish? We said, well, fish are, that's kol shabayam. Anything that's in the plants made out of kalim made out of plants from the sea, or it's creatures from the sea, and I'm a kabbal tumma because it's, what did it say? It says, o beged or a sock. If I'm using skin or whatever it may be from something from the sea, it's not a kabbal tumma because it's not like a beged. A beged is something that's made from flax. It's made from wool, made from things that are on the ground. So therefore, those are not mekabel tuma. The same thing. A bird is not really on the ground. The bird is in the sky. Now, many of the Mefarshim point out that it's possible that our Mishnah is not the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Because in the previous Mishnah, we mentioned that Rabbi Akiva had said that the kelev hamayim is an exception to the rule. Mishnah said kol shabayam is tohor, except the kelev hamayim. The kelev hamayim, the otter, let's say, this creature that escapes to dry land from the water if it's being chased or is not captured. So that is, if you make a kli out of that, it is mekabel tuma. Why? Because it doesn't live in the dry land, but it will escape to dry land. So the Mefarshim point out, if you're telling me that's something that lives in the sea, it just escapes to dry land. And it's a small connection to dry land. You make a kli out of that, that's sort of like dry land, it's a mekabel tuma. So kal vachomer, you would say when it comes to a bird, although it flies in the sky, it gets food, its nourishment is from the ground, so that certainly should have the halachic status of a land animal. And if you make a kli out of the bones of a bird, it should be mekabel tuma. So therefore, many farshim say that Rabbi Akiva cannot be the author of the Mishnah, which puts birds and fish in the same category. Either way, what the Mishnah is saying here is that this is the fifth day of creation. The fourth and fifth day of creation, there's no tum at all. But then the Mishnah gives you an exception. Chutz mikanafa oz ubeitas namis hametzupa. Two exceptions to the rule. The Oz is the Ozniyah the Torah speaks about. The Na'amis is the Bas Hayana. The Torah has a whole list of 24 non-kosher birds, the whole list, and we know that any bird that's not on the list should be kosher, but we follow the Masorah as we learn the Chulin. Only birds that we know as the Masorah are going to be Mekabel Tumah. So the Ozniyah we assume is some type of a hawk, and a Bas Hayana we assume is the ostrich. So the Mishnah is telling you that the Chachamim made a gzera, a takana, that Kalim made from the bones of the wings of an Oz are Mekabel Tumah, because you may confuse them with the bones of land animals, which are Mekabel Tumah Midoraisa. These are large birds, and therefore you may think that this is like a regular animal. And the Chachamim said, let's say if you make a kli from the shell of an ostrich, an ostrich egg that was mitzupa, that was plated, glazed, whatever, covered. So that's the fact that it's mitzupa means it's that it's more, that it has greater stability, it's more durable. So that is Mekabel Tumah as well. Why is that? Because once again, you may confuse it with other kalim. This only applies to this bird because these eggs are strong, are stable even without plating them, not without glazing them. So once you glaze them, certainly that's where the takana is going to apply. You may mix up the knafa oz, the kli made out of the wing of an oz bird, or the bait, or a kli made out of the beitza of an amis bird, that whether it's mitzupa, where you glazed it, you covered it, you plated it, because you may confuse these with other kalim. But in general, a ton of our Mishnah holds that just like fish, so too, kalim that are made from birds are not mekabel tumah. That's why on the fifth day, ein bam tumah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I disagree. Manishtana kanafa oz mikol hakanafayim. Why are you telling me that the wing of the oz bird, the ozniyah, is different than any other wings of any other birds? He obviously argues with the Tanakam and says, if I make a kli from the wings of any bird, it's mekabel tumah. Doesn't matter what bird it is. He believes the takana applies to everything. I may confuse the bone. If I make a kli out of the bones of any bird, I may the bones of the wings of any bird, I may confuse it with another kli, and therefore we make a. And if I would think, if I would say that this is not mekabel tumah, I may think that using bones of another kli is not mekabel of something from something that actually is a land animal. I may think that it's not. I may think that that's not mekabel tumah either, where it wouldn't be true. Now that's all. This is all true if it has a base kibbel. Because even a kli made out of bones of an animal, if it doesn't have a base kibbel, it follows the same rules as wood, it's not mekabel tumah. So, of course, it would have to be, it's only mekabel tumah if it has the base kibbel. And then the Mishnah concludes, v'chol shenivra v'yom hashishi tamei. Anything that was created, any kli made from something created on the sixth day is tamei. That could be a land animal, that could be even a human being. Could be a behemoth, could be a chayah. Makes no difference. These are all susceptible to tumah. Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Tesvav Hozek Kli Kibul Mikom Makom Tamei. So just general rules. Person who makes a kli and there's a receptacle and it's a clay kibul. So that is mekabel tumah. But the Mishnah said. But the chiddush here is Bar Tanur says Afilu Lo Asa'u Ro'i Lekabel Amashu. Meaning it's very very small, even smaller than a bottle cap. The kli that's very small could hold something very little, just as long as there's a little receptacle there, however small that cavity is mekabel tumah. And it's important to remember from the second perek in Kalim, we learn that when it comes to earthenware, that's not true. Earthenware may depend on the size. Certain sizes, it's a mekabel tumah if it has a little bit kidei sichas kata, the amount of oil you need to smear on the finger of a child. Then maybe if the kli is a little bit bigger, so then maybe it's going to be revia. So maybe chatzi lug, a lug, etc. But that's all true when it comes to cheres. Earthenware. When it comes to wood, comes to leather, then the halacha here is minimum amount, doesn't matter, any kol shoe of a cavity, kli kibul, that kli is mekabel tumah. Hoza mishkav umoshav mikom makom tamei. Same thing here. You make a bed or a seat, so it's mekabel tumah. If the purpose of making the kli was that a person's weight should be placed on it, zav, zav, a nid, etc., is going to be tamei that, and the zav, let's say, was an avatumah, the nid was an avatumah, the kli is also mekabel tumah, is also that same level of avatumah, doesn't lower its level. We mentioned that in the past. And that's true when it comes to lying on what we call mishkav or moshav. Let's say a chair, so couches and mats. Let's say mishkav and a chair, let's say is moshav. So, and he doesn't have to be touching it directly as long as his weight is on it. It is going to be mekabel tama. Hose kis me'or hamatzah. Min hanayar tame. So matzah is not matzah. Matzah, Bar Tanura says, delo maliach, velo kamiach, velo afitz. When you make parchment, so you take the leather, you have three parts to it. There's maliach, you have to salt it. The kamiach, you have to, there's flour you put on it. And afitz means you have to put gulnut juice, gulnuts on it. So those three, so matzah means where you have a hide that wasn't treated with any of these things. So, and it's like matzah, meaning it's like it's not prepared at all. It's not hadn't even started its process of becoming chametz. So that's the word that we use to describe it. So if you make a kiss, you make a purse out of hide, matzah, that's not treated at all with any of these things. Or minanayar, from papyrus as well. So this, these things are not there to last. They're not permanent. They're not durable. So therefore, these are really not kalim. And therefore, so the Mishnah says, Tameh. No, the answer must be that they are. Even though they must obviously they're strong enough. They must be durable enough in order to use them. So the same way we have, let's say we discussed in the past, if you have a kli, normally you'd finish it, polish it up, refine it, etc. But no, I have the resolve, I'm using it this way. It's gemar malacha. I couldn't have made this leather into something else, but I decided to use it as a rug. So if that's what you had in mind, so that's acceptable. Mishnah's telling you here as well, if I'm making a purse out of this hide that's not treated, or you're a papyrus, so although it wasn't, it's not something that normally is kept in such a way, usually you move it to the next stage, it's mekabel tuma anyway. Then the Mishnah says, ha-rimon, ha-alon, ha-egos, pomegranate, an acorn, egos is a walnut, shechakakum ha-tinokos, kids took them, and they hollowed them out. Lamodbo, now it has the base kibble, although these are foods. And what do you do with this? Lamodbo, why do you do this? Lamodbo, him as afar. You know, he wanted to measure dirt inside them. Oshiskinam lakafmos naim. Or he made them to put them as to use them as the pan of the scale. You have two sides, different, the two pans on either side, and that's what he's using it for. So says the Mishnah, Tameh. It's mekabel tuma. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So the chiddush here is that this is being done by a katan, and a katan normally doesn't have intelligence, so therefore his kavana should not have any legal significance at all. So the Mishnah's chiddush here is that sheyesh lahem maisa, the Mishnah concludes, ve'lahem achshava. Because when it comes to children, they have maisa, which means if they do something and it shows exactly, they're hollowing it out, they're making it into a kli, so therefore it has the status of a kli and it's susceptible to tumah, even though it's made by a katan, because he had this maisa, as opposed to a gadol, a machshava, as we mentioned. I have a machshava to use this leather the way it is, as a rug. So that machshava is sufficient. That, of course, is by a gadol, by an adult. That machshava by a child is not going to help. But the Mishnah says, but the yesh le maisa, the maisa is going to help and be machshav this as a kli, but the ein lahem machshava, the children don't have machshava, their machshava doesn't have significance.